You are no longer muted.
Is there a meeting?
Yes.
No way. Started.
Let's start six. We're about to get started. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 1 o'clock on Tuesday, the 4th of August, 2020. And this is a continuation of the Town of Curry Beach weather emergency meeting. May I have a motion to continue, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We're going to start today with a very brief announcement. We lost a 60-year employee of the town yesterday. Attorney Andy Kanutis has left us for a greater reward. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner John Ellen for a moment to remember Andy.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, please keep and carry the precious family of Andy Kanutis in their sadness and loss. Cover them with your great wings of love. Give their weary hearts rest and their minds sound sleep. Lord, lift their eyes so they may catch a glimpse of eternity and be ever comforted by the promise of heaven. Amen.
Thank you all. If you're interested, that is going to be a private ceremony. So if we have a celebration of Andy's life, it will be later after the current conditions improve. So let's start with the fire department for a report on how we did last evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Since 7 a.m. Yesterday, we had 22 calls total. Two man pools, one was a boat rescue. We had 10 electrical hazard calls. Could have been a transformer down or a power line down or arcing. One residential fire alarm, one commercial fire alarm, one small outside fire, two calls for trees in the roadway, one call for a tree on a house. And then three of those 22 calls were mutual aid calls. Two which were commercial structure alarms, and one was a residential structure fire that we had canceled en route that turned out to be nothing. And then this morning, we started around 6:30, split up into two groups, two engine companies. One group went north, one group went south, and they assisted Public Works in clearing the roadway. I think they took off two or three trees. One was on Dow Road as well. And then they also wrote down any down primary or secondary lines that they could note, and then we could pass along that information to Duke Energy to hopefully speed up the process when they get into Curry Beach. So it's been a pretty busy evening, pretty busy storm, but around 10 o'clock we sent home the second engine company, and we're operating back on a normal procedure with a couple of extra people. And then our lifeguards put the towers back on first thing this morning, as soon as they were able to get back over the bridge. The bridge was closed for a short period of time. So as soon as they got back down here, they put the towers back on. We have a full staff. So we're back normal on both fire side and the lifeguard side. I do suspect that we're going to continue getting calls as the power comes back on. We'll get the fire alarms and batteries chirping, and then the commercial structure alarms where their systems might have malfunctioned during the storm as well.
You know, thank you and your team for your efforts. Last night, that alarm really didn't stop. It kept chirping. Next item. Any questions for the fire chief, council? Ed, thank you and your team.
Thank you.
Nice work. Chief Bowden?
No real updates. Guys did a great job last night. Power went out, the guys just patrolled to make sure everything was good, try to keep people on their own property. We'll continue to do that if the power's still out tonight, and we'll have more people on and continue to do what we're doing. So never updates other than that.
Okay. I know people don't realize that you go to Ed's calls and your particular calls. Any questions for the police chief? Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Good work, you and the team. John. Mr. Batson.
Yes, sir. I believe we completed our initial damage assessment this morning. Looks like we've got around 30 houses that had some, I won't say substantial damage, but it had reasonable damage. Mostly their shingles. One house had a tree on it, as you all know, in Southwest Lane. I have one commercial property, Sand Dunes Hotel. It looks like the entire TPO membrane roof blew off of it. I don't know how substantial that is yet. I'm sure there'll be more rolling in over the next couple of days, and I'm sure you guys will hear some too. I did run into some county damage assessors this morning. There's three of them. They were did not know they were not supposed to be down here. I don't know how that happens, but that was the first time that's ever happened to me. Anyway, they called their supervisor, and they went on their merry way. But I do want to tell the homeowners and you guys, there should be no one on your property that's doing any kind of damage assessment that's not, that does not have a town seal or a town shirt on. And if it's not myself or Beth White, tell them to please leave and let us know. Other than that, it looks like the beach, we lost a lot of sand, particularly at the core dune that was established from about 1,000 block of Southport Fisher Boulevard to the 1,300 block. I've sent pictures, I've noted this and sent pictures to Leighton Betzall already this morning, actually a few minutes ago, so that's been done. So anyway, that's about all I've got for you guys, unless you've got questions for me.
Yeah.
Did you get that sent to New Ingram County, your 30 in?
It's sent immediately.
Okay.
The software that we use, once I hit submit, it pops up on the POC screen.
Good, thanks. I just want to make sure.
Yep.
From the pier, John, I looked north-south. It looked like the beach was actually in pretty good shape until I saw the pictures of the far end.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we've just lost a lot of depth.
Yeah.
The beach is there still. It's just the depth is not as much. So.
Okay. Beach was actually pretty full this morning.
One other thing I want to mention. I went out and checked the riggings this morning also. It looked like there were people staying in every one of the lower units on the oceanfront buildings. I just thought that was pretty interesting. I thought I might let you guys know about that.
But you had a good ride last night, so.
I bet it looked pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Any questions for John?
No.
Thank you, John. Jimmy, Public Works. Been busy, Jimmy, like
yes,
everybody.
Sir. First off, I'd like to send out a big shout out to my crew from last night that kept all the water pressure up and the lift stations going. We still were without power in a few areas in town, so more than likely I'll have another crew coming in tonight, one or two guys to make sure that the fuel is still fueled up in the generators. We're in the process of now of cleaning up the debris that's left over, which is going to be probably a pretty long period of time, mm-hmm. but we've made good progress on it this morning. So,
well, people haven't got out yet.
Yeah, exactly.
My backyard's horrible. So
yes, and between that and garbage, so I just want the residents to know that it will be probably a lengthy process of getting picked up. But also, I'd like to thank Bledsoe and his help and his crew right now, which offer the dumpsters and stuff for us, because. FEMA's pretty particular
sure.
about how we get things off the island now.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, everything's operational. We've got plenty of water pressure. Everything seems to be good. So,
Jimmy, with debris and trash, what's your preference on when we want to pick up the trash that we skip for Monday and today? It's all run together.
Tuesday.
So, do you want to do trash Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday? And then how long do you want to do debris so we can communicate that?
Well, until people get what they need out of the yard, I see no problem with us go ahead and start doing the regular trash pickup, doing it tomorrow and Thursday, and then that way we can focus on Friday and possibly the weekend as far as picking up yard debris.
Okay.
So trash pickup?
Yeah, we'll start
Wednesday
trash
and Thursday.
Pickup tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be the south end.
So, trash pickup. trying to, I'm typing as you're talking, so I just want to make sure I get it right. Okay, Wednesday and Thursday. I got it.
All right.
South End Wednesday, North End Thursday.
Yes, sir, just like Monday and Tuesday, Brown.
Okay.
Jimmy, on the debris, if they put it in bags and just leave it in front?
We prefer not the plastic bags because the landfill won't take it. Well, American Properties won't take it in the plastic bags, so we'll have to open it and rip it out and dump it, you know. So if they could have brown bags, brown paper bags, that is preferred. Or just break it out and we'll scoop it up.
Okay. And I have a question. What about
the shingles? Well, we're in the process now of doing around with the flatbed. As long as it's sitting out at the road, we cannot go on no one's property and clean up their property. So as long as it's in the right of way, we can pick it up.
That would be
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So that'll be communicated after this meeting. We'll make sure and write that all down and send it out as well as on the website about timing. Jimmy, how long are you thinking debris for 1 week or?
I would say for sure a good solid week, yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll stay and we'll talk after how we write this to make sure we communicate properly to the citizens.
Okay.
So we'll get the right dates on that.
Right now we're going to go through the committee reports. I would like to ask the folks to hold their questions until the end of the meeting in the question period. So. Jimmy, thank you. Water, no.
No issues.
No
water,
issues with flooding.
No pressure or anything like that. So
okay.
Pretty good. No water leaks. So we're pretty fortunate in that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Dave, if we could, in your notes, encourage people not to put yard debris in their trash cans.
We will. That's why I wanted Jimmy to say, so we write it properly, because we have to separate that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the town has a problem.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Jimmy here from council? Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Arlen.
No, thanks.
Okay. Now, the work that's going on now and the pickup that will be part of the FEMA documentation.
It should be, yeah, so everybody knows what they need to do to track all the costs.
All right. Very good. Nikki?
Nikki sent me a text. She's without power and had some just yard damage around her house. But she'll be in tomorrow to assess any damage, any of the recreation facilities, and give a report back.
All right.
She's fine. Just didn't know if she would be able to get in on the call.
All right. Very good.
Is she on?
Okay.
So, sorry, Nikki. I didn't know you were coming.
That's quite all right. Mandy?
I don't really have any updates from admin, but I just do have a question. Are we going to be operating on normal hours tomorrow?
So that's what we're going to talk about when we get to meet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a recommendation?
I don't.
Okay.
I just know that parts of town are up without power,
yep.
But and some aren't, and some aren't. So
yep. That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, we've gone through the committee reports, so I'm going to turn it over to Emergency Manager Dave and Mayor Pro Tem David Hegler. Did a little driving around this morning, and give us an update.
So one, great job by all the team. So please tell your team members and employees and volunteers, great job by the staff. It was a busy night. You heard from Ed how many calls that the fire department had, and I saw the police and public works around all night, so I was around the town until about 2 in the morning after the storm started dropping off a little bit. Contrary to all the rumors and reports out there, the highest gust that's been measured in New Hanover County as reported at this time was 81 miles per hour. The highest sustained wind that's been reported was 61 miles per hour. So that is a strong tropical storm, but not a hurricane. So for everyone on the phone that has decided that they have survived a Hazel or a Fran, please realize that's not the case. At this time, the town is in really good shape. The only issue that's outstanding is electricity. So about 35% of the town has power. That's really in the north part of town. The south part of town is impacted by a significant pole issue at Moran Hotel that Duke Power is working on getting parts to fix, and hopefully they'll get to that early this afternoon. That will impact the south part of town until that is completed. Additionally, the south part side of, or not south, the north side of K Avenue also is without power at this time, but that should come in here in the next few hours as the teams get here. There are reported over 70,000 people in New Hampshire County without power. 70,901 is what Duke Energy estimated the last time I looked, and repairs are ongoing. Please, as the Duke Energy team and their subcontractors are working, give them wide berth. You stop in and talk to them. Every person talks to them for 5 minutes, and 12 people, there's an hour of work lost. So help them, help us. Really, if they ask you a question, please be polite and please answer their question to help them, but please don't interrupt them from the work they're doing to restore power to the entire town. At this time, the hope is we'll get power back before dark tonight. If we do not have power through the majority of the town will institute a curfew again, just like we did last night when power went out. No one was reported injured in the storm in Curie Beach, whether it was a town employee, volunteer, or citizen, which is all you can hope for in a storm like this. And the buildings that are damaged can be repaired, so at this time, we'll do the work of getting the town back to level. My recommendation to council is we remain under a state of emergency until all the power situation is resolved. That will allow the department heads and I to institute a curfew if necessary once we know the power situation. Other than that, I think it's just the departments to maintain all their reporting to Arlen so we can apply to FEMA for reimbursement. And we've been very successful in the past for that. All the department heads know what to do, so they've done a great job. So now it's just wrapping up and getting back to the business of the town. That's the update.
Okay. Mandy, how many folks are on the telephone?
65.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for questions. So we are open. We have the department heads here and the council is here, so ask away.
USA?
Yes.
Recycling
will be on Monday and Tuesday. They will not reschedule based on their commitments. And that'll be in the update that goes out after this meeting.
Yeah, so don't put your cards out until Monday or Tuesday or Sunday evening. I'm sure there's a lot of operational questions. Yes.
Ed Wilkinson, Settler Blank.
Okay, how can we help you?
David, could you repeat the power issues in terms of restoration north and south of K Avenue? I came across Marvel a minute ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. So there's multiple issues, it's not just one. Duke Power crews are assessing the situation to make sure they have equipment. The most significant issue that could result in long-term power outage in the town is a primary pole that one of the primary feeds are broken. That pole actually caught fire last night and was put out by the fire department. And it's right by Moran Motel. You can see all the orange cones by it. The rest of them are smaller issues that once the crews get here, we hope can be resolved in the early afternoon. We are waiting for crews, so engineers and supervisors have been throughout the town and coordinating with fire and public works on all the issues we've identified, and then they're reviewing the whole system. When I came in at 12:30 for this meeting, I've only seen two bucket trucks, so we're still waiting on resources. once they get here and get engaged in the work, I think it will go fairly fast, except for the south end of town. Did that answer the question?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mike Bowden, is that bridge clear now?
As far as I know, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Who else had a question? Any other comments from council? John?
No.
Alan?
No, sir. No, great job by everybody as always.
Okay, thank you, Joseph.
So, I don't know when to recommend to continue the meeting to. Mandy had the question of, I think, even without the power, because we have the generators, I would recommend that we return to normal operations tomorrow morning at normal time with all departments, and then council, whatever's a good time for you tomorrow for us to meet to secure from our state of emergency. By then we should have the power where we're good.
What works for you, Joseph? You're the working man.
3 p.m. tomorrow, good for you, David?
3 p.m.?
Yeah. I got my mornings booked up, trying to make up for missing the day.
Yeah, I'm trying to open my schedule now.
Yep.
Sorry, I should have looked at it before I asked the question. How early can you do it, Joe? In the afternoon?
3.
Okay, I make a motion we continue this meeting to 3 p.m. on August 5th as a state of emergency for the hurricane.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting will be continued till 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.